there, and welcome to the One Church podcast. This message was recorded live at one of our services. If you'd like to know more about life at One Church, visit us online at weareone.church or check us out on social media.
Now, just talk about for a few moments, we're going to talk about light. Everyone say light. Whose favourite bit about Christmas is the flashing lights? I love all the lights. In fact, January always feels a little bit dull to me. And the reason, I think, is because all the lights go out. And it's a bit dark, isn't it? But I love Christmas because I love the lights. And you know, there's a relationship between Christmas and light. There's a relationship between this season and light. Here's a few fun facts about light that you may not know. When you say you're going to be somewhere in a jiffy, did you know that you are referring to an actual scientific measurement? A jiffy is the time it takes light to travel 1 centimeter in a vacuum. There you go. It's a jiffy. There you go, 1 centimeter in vacuum. Didn't know that, did you? And that's not your Dyson vacuum, by the way. How about this? I find this incredible. When it's dark, your brain produces more melatonin, making you sleepy. It's why we seem to be more tired in December in relation to, say, June or July. Did you know that? You knew that. We got a nurse in the room. She knew that. Here's another fascinating fact. Space is dark in spite of having the sun in it. Okay, space is dark because light is only visible when it has an object from which it can bounce off to be visible. Isn't that interesting? When you think about it, space is dark. But the only way you see light is when it bounces off of something. And here's one you definitely will know. Life would not be possible without light. And here's one more for you. Do you know December the 25th is the day we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ? But he wasn't actually born on December the 25th. Early Christians in the medieval age had to decide or choose a date to celebrate the incredible birth of Jesus, God in flesh, God coming into the world. And they wanted to celebrate that day, and they chose December the 25th because it's the darkest time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. And they wanted it to remind the world that light has come in to the dark. Light has come in to the dark. So that's the reason that Christmas is at this time of the year. That's why we put our lights up and why we put lights on our houses and light candles. It's to remind us that the light came in to the darkness. Here's what it says in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 9. It'll be on the screen behind me. It says this about Jesus. Ready? The people who walk in darkness will see a great, say it again, they will see a great, for those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In other words, not any old baby, not just another ordinary birth, but God, the everlasting light, entering into the darkness of the world that we live in. In Luke chapter 1, it says it like this: because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. Christmas is the time that we remember that the light has come. The light is Jesus. And when he came, he didn't do this. No, he didn't do that. Do you know Jesus did? He did this. A lot of people think Christianity is about this. About this. But Jesus, the light, came into the darkness and went, if you follow me, you'll come out of the darkness and you'll come in into the light. Is the world really that dark, you ask? Is it a dark place that we live? Is it right to say that the light has come into the darkness? I mean, don't we live after the Enlightenment? Isn't the world supposed to be lighter because of all that we know now, whether it be scientifically or kind of just how we've kind of evolved morally? Is the world not already a light place? Well, I mean, just if you've watched the BBC for even 5 minutes in 2023... you'll know, don't you, that the Enlightenment isn't really the light of the world. Jesus is. Philosophy recognizes the world is dark. There's this guy, I don't know if you've heard of him, his name was Leo Tolstoy. Leo Tolstoy, he was a famous philosopher. And you know, he got to his mid-50s and he had what he called a bit of a midlife crisis. But the crisis wasn't go out and buy some more stuff. This is how he described his crisis. He said this: on the meaning of life, the question brought me to the edge of the abyss. What will come of what I do today or tomorrow? What will come of my entire life? Why do I live? Is there anything in my life that will not be inevitably destroyed by my impending death? My deeds, whether good or bad, will be forgotten sooner or later, and I myself will be no more. Why then do anything? I found that I could not attach a rational meaning to a single act in my life. The only thing that amazed me was how I had failed to realize this from the very beginning. And then he says these words: it is possible to live as long as life intoxicates us. But once we're sober, we cannot help but seeing it's all a delusion. There's nothing funny. It's just dark. Leo Tolstoy, you see, he'd asked the question, why am I here? Does anything that I do really matter? And when he really thought about it, when he sobered up and he just really asked the question about the meaning of life, he found just darkness. And it brought him to the edge of the abyss. So philosophers know there's no great answer out there at all. There's a certain darkness behind our existence. The news in 2023 was full of suffering. And we know, don't we, that there comes a point in life where we face the end of it. And the people there need light. Well, the good news is this. Christmas reminds us, and remember, it's at the darkest time of the year to remind you that even there, in the darkness, when we cannot see a way, when we do not know the answers, when things seem so chaotic and difficult around us, that there is a light that has come to show us the way to hope. There's a light when you feel like you're in darkness. When you feel the darkness of your fears, the darkness of your shame, the darkness of not knowing the answers, the darkness of pain and suffering, there's a light, and the light is Jesus. He says this, it's found in the book of John, chapter 8. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. So yes, I do think the world is a dark place, but Christmas tells us that the light has come and the light is Jesus. You know, space, we just learned this new fact. Space is dark because light is only visible when it has an object from which it can bounce off. I want to ask you the question this morning, has the light reached you? Or has it passed you by? Are you an object that the light can bounce off? Are you a person that has looked to Jesus, the light, for hope, for your future? Have you asked the big questions? Have you, like Leo said, have you sobered up enough to ask the real questions and not just live in the intoxication of life, but said, why am I here? Why? Where are we going? What is in my future? Well, I want to tell you, if you really ask those questions, they will lead you to the only one who can answer them, God. And God came to the earth to show us the way to him. He is the light.